Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Dr. Dag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Friday, January the 7th. And the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn down 3.5 cents at 640.25, March wheat down 7 cents at 739, and March beans down 8.75 cents at 1378.5. We did have two sales this morning, 177,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico and 120,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. Unemployment came out kind of a nothing number. It was unemployment was lowered from 4.1 to 3.9%. Didn't create quite as many jobs as we thought we were going to. The Dow Jones looks to open up about 40 lower. The bonds just about five or six ticks lower. The grain's low overnight as the weather in Brazil looks a little bit better. Argentina looks to get rains, but not until February 1st in that range. In the meantime, it's going to stay hot and dry in Argentina. So until we actually see some rains or we get closer to when the forecast really makes some sense, I think the traders will try to buy the breaks in the grain market, particularly in the corn and beans. The wheat's just been under incredible fund pressure. I think they're short about 50 or 60,000 contracts now. And that's been the weak leg. They tend to sell wheat and buy corn, sell wheat and buy beans. They might reverse that a little bit here today. We'll have to see. Overall, we've got to wait until the report on Wednesday, the supply and demand report. I think the bean carryout will be a little bit higher. I think the corn will be a little bit lower maybe. But I think we're going to still see ample amounts of grain out. The big question is, what do the funds want to do with the long 350,000 contracts of corn, long 100,000 beans? In my opinion, the reports have got to be pretty friendly or the funds are going to be in some trouble. Now, the fund's going to sell it right off the bat if it's a bearish report. Probably not. They'll probably look to defend their positions, but we'll see what the outside public wants to do with it once we get there. So it's I think a fairly volatile trade. I think pros will buy the breaks between now and Wednesday, sell the rallies between now and Wednesday, and we'll just have to see where we go. On a side note, Bitcoin's down another 1,400, a coin down to 42,000 here. That's off the almost $70,000 a coin high several months ago. The dollar's down 27 ticks, but still over 96 cents. Crude oil's down 11. So I don't see those as being a major factor here for the grains. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.